Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that this teaching just really helps any sisters that's listening understands your order and how things work and the importance of following you and trusting you and knowing that you know what you're doing. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I just wanted to touch briefly on the previous podcast where I talk about the scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul says, I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over a man. Because it is important because of all the gender bending stuff that's going on and in the binary, it's just insanity that's taking place. Because hopefully any sister that's listening knows that that's evil, okay, and that's in rebellion to God, okay, because at the very nature, when a person says, I'm not a boy, I'm not a girl, or whatever, they're rejecting what God made them to be, okay, on a very fundamental level, and that stuff is really, really, really dangerous, okay. It brings a separation from God, especially at an early age if you're teaching it to children, so it's something that's very dangerous spiritually, okay, that you need to stay away from, of course, but it is important because if any sister's been like taught stuff like that, once again, you need to read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read again. It has to be filled with the Holy Spirit because He will correct you on many levels because that's just, it's got, there's a whole other teaching unto itself. But I do want to address the issue of women not teaching nor usurping authority over the male and why that's important. Number one, if you do come across a female pastor, you need to know automatically she's disobeying the Bible and she's proud, okay? Because the Bible commands directly for that not to happen, okay? And if you are a lady and feel like you are called into the ministry and you feel like, well, why can't I teach a man? I really want to. You need to be patient and let the Holy Spirit work on your soul, okay? Because you're worldly, okay? There's a desire that's, it's just worldly. I don't know how else to describe it. Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you really don't care. You don't care because the way that it works when you're serving God, He fills you with His Holy Spirit and you could be doing anything. It doesn't matter what you're doing and you're happy. Okay. Because you realize happiness comes from Him. He's your creator. He made you. You're like a cup that only He knows how to fill. Okay. So you don't look for things that you come up with on your own or that you're taught by the world to satisfy you, you realize He can satisfy you. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're obeying Him, He blesses you with happiness and joy inwardly that you can't even conceive. Okay? It's mind blowing. And you're like, I'll do whatever you want because it's my joy comes from obeying you and my joy comes from you giving it to me directly in all honesty. Okay. He gives you love, joy, happiness, fulfillment. And it doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you are obeying Him and you're in His will. That's all you care about. Okay. But then also too, that's the reason why what I've seen, the Apostle Paul is so specific with the woman not to teach nor usurp authority over a man, because it switches genders, okay? I've run into this before because men can ask counsel of a woman, okay? And it happens a lot because, you know, I do come across men and they need help and I do have answers and I'll talk to them, okay? But there's a fine line that I will not cross, and that's when teaching starts to happen, okay? I won't do that for many reasons, okay? It makes the man feminine, okay? He is submitting onto female authority, and then it turns, you have that taking place, okay? To where now he's in subjection to a female and he becomes almost like a little boy, and it feels weird and I don't like it. And that's why I draw the line. I say, I'm going to go find a men's ministry, not because I don't like men or anything like that, but it feels unnatural and I don't like it. Okay. Cause it's not of the Holy Spirit. And then it makes the woman masculine. Okay. Cause now she's leading a man and she can't help but become masculine. And I don't want to be masculine. I like being a woman. I was made a woman and I enjoy being a woman. Okay. And then also too, the strange thing, and this is why I believe the Lord is so strict with it, that takes place. It's like goddess worship, because you have a woman and she's now leading spiritually and over the head of the man, and it turns into like a weird form of idolatry. Okay. And you can feel it. It's kind of like Mary worship in the Catholic Church. And it's just all this, it's just all these weird doors start to open that are just spiritually not good and demonic, and you want to stay away from. Okay. But I just wanted to go over that because, like I mentioned, a lot of sisters may not know, okay, because it doesn't talk about it a whole lot. There's just a few verses, and if you haven't read through your Bible, you may not have come across it yet, or you may have read your Bible and not really caught on to it yet, but you do want to stay away from things like that. I will go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit and read her Bible from cover to cover. She done reads it again so that she can follow your will and not and be guarded against all the deceptions that are in the church right now. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.